The Declaration of Independence, 1776.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people
to dissolve the political bands,
to dissolve the political bands
which have connected them with another,
which have connected them with another,
and to assume among the powers of the earth,
and to assume among the powers of the earth,
the separate and equal station,
the separate and equal station,
to which the laws of nature,
to which the laws of nature,
and of nature's God entitle them,
and of nature's God entitle them,
a decent respect to the opinions of mankind,
a decent respect to the opinions of mankind,
requires that they should declare,
requires that they should declare,
the causes which impel them to the separation,
the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal,
that all men are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator,
that they are endowed by their Creator
with certain unalienable rights,
with certain unalienable rights,
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
that to secure these rights,
that to secure these rights,
governments are instituted among men,
governments are instituted among men,
deriving their just powers,
deriving their just powers,
from the consent of the governed,
from the consent of the governed,
that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends,
that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends,
it is the right of the people,
it is the right of the people,
to alter or to abolish it,
to alter or to abolish it,
and to institute new government,
and to institute new government,
laying its foundation on such principles,
laying its foundation on such principles,
and organizing its powers in such form,
and organizing its powers in such form,
as to them shall seem most likely,
as to them shall seem most likely,
to effect their safety and happiness,
to effect their safety and happiness.
Prudence, indeed, will dictate,
prudence, indeed, will dictate,
that governments long established,
that governments long established,
should not be changed for light and transient causes,
should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience has shown,
and accordingly, all experience hath shown,
that mankind are more disposed to suffer,
that mankind are more disposed to suffer,
while evils are sufferable,
while evils are sufferable,
than to right themselves by abolishing,
than to right themselves by abolishing,
the forms to which they are accustomed,
the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations,
but when a long train of abuses and usurpations,
pursuing invariably the same object,
pursuing invariably the same object,
evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism,
evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism,
it is their right,
it is their right,
it is their duty,
it is their duty,
to throw off such government,
to throw off such government,
and to provide new guards for their future security,
and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies,
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies.
And such is now the necessity.
And such is now the necessity.
Which constrains them to alter.
Which constrains them to alter.
Their former systems of government.
Their former systems of government.
The history of the present King of Great Britain.
The history of the present King of Great Britain.
Is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations.
Is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations.
All having in direct object.
All having in direct object.
The establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
The establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
To prove this.
To prove this,
let facts be submitted to a candid world.
Let facts be submitted to a candid world.
In every stage of these oppressions,
in every stage of these oppressions,
we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms.
We have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms.
Our repeated petitions.
Our repeated petitions
have been answered only by repeated injury.
Have been answered only by repeated injury.
A prince whose character is thus marked.
A prince whose character is thus marked.
By every act which may define a tyrant.
By every act which may define a tyrant.
Is unfit to be the ruler of a free people.
Is unfit to be the ruler of a free people.
Nor have we been wanting.
Nor have we been wanting.
In attention to our British brethren.
In attention to our British brethren.
We have warned them from time to time.
We have warned them from time to time.
Of attempts by their legislature.
Of attempts by their legislature.
To extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us.
To extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us.
We have reminded them of the circumstances.
We have reminded them of the circumstances.
Of our emigration and settlement here.
Of our emigration and settlement here.
We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity.
We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity.
And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred.
And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred.
To disavow these usurpations.
To disavow these usurpations.
Which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence.
Which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence.
They too have been deaf.
They too have been deaf.
To the voice of justice and of consanguinity.
To the voice of justice and of consanguinity.
We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity.
We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity.
Which denounces our separation.
Which denounces our separation.
And hold them.
And hold them.
As we hold the rest of mankind.
As we hold the rest of mankind.
Enemies in war.
Enemies in war.
In peace, friends.
In peace, friends.
We, therefore.
We, therefore.
The representatives of the United States of America.
The representatives of the United States of America
in General Congress assembled.
In General Congress assembled.
Appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world.
Appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world
for the rectitude of our intentions.
For the rectitude of our intentions.
Do in the name and by the authority.
Do in the name and by the authority.
Of the good people of these colonies.
Of the good people of these colonies.
Solemnly publish and declare.
Solemnly publish and declare.
That these United Colonies are.
that these united colonies are,
and of right ought to be,
and of right ought to be,
free and independent states,
free and independent states,
that they are absolved from all allegiance,
that they are absolved from all allegiance
to the British Crown,
to the British Crown,
and that all political connection,
and that all political connection
between them and the State of Great Britain,
between them and the State of Great Britain,
is an ought to be totally dissolved,
is an ought to be totally dissolved,
and that as free and independent states,
and that as free and independent states,
they have full power to levy war,
they have full power to levy war,
conclude peace, contract alliances,
conclude peace, contract alliances,
establish
commerce,
and to do all other acts and things,
and to do all other acts and things,
which independent states may of right do,
which independent states may of right do,
and for the support of this declaration,
and for the support of this declaration,
with a firm reliance,
with a firm reliance
on the protection of divine providence,
on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other,
we mutually pledge to each other
our lives, our fortunes,
our lives, our fortunes,
and our sacred honor,
and our sacred honor.